For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hello and welcome to Learn English Vocabulary. My name is Jack and I'm making this podcast for you to learn or revise English vocabulary. You can find a transcript of this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. There's a page for this podcast with the transcript, an activity, and a task for you to do in the comments section. Today, I want to talk about the lyrics to a song called Ghost of You by the Australian band 5 Seconds of Summer. This podcast was requested by Brian from Indonesia. This podcast should be okay for learners from pre-intermediate. Most of the language in the song is pre-intermediate. I'm going to talk about the more advanced vocabulary, so by the end of this podcast, you should be able to listen to the song again and understand it all. Listening to music is a fantastic way of increasing your vocabulary. There's something about music that helps fix the vocabulary in your memory. I still remember words in German that I heard in a class in Germany from when I was 15 years old. And I can't remember much more about my German classes. Anyhow, this is a song about the feelings that Luke Hemmings, the singer, has after his partner left him. It's quite a romantic song. It starts with the singer, Luke, talking about waking up alone. He sings, "Here I am, waking up, still can't sleep on your side." This is quite a sweet thought. On your side means on your side of the bed. So despite being alone, he still sleeps on one side of the bed, leaving space for his partner. In the next line he sings, "There's your coffee cup, the lipstick stain fades with time." Lipstick is a type of makeup that people, normally women, wear on their lips. Lipstick is a bit like oil paint, so it can leave marks. If someone wears lipstick and then gives you a big kiss on your cheek, you might be left with a mark in the shape of their lips on your face. In the song, Luke sings about the lipstick stain. A stain is a mark that's difficult to wash off. If you spill red wine on clothes, sometimes the wine leaves a red mark that doesn't disappear when you put the clothes in the washing machine. That's a wine stain. If you fall over when you're playing football on grass, you can get grass stains on your clothes. To fade means to slowly become less clear or colourful. So, if you leave a t-shirt on the washing line in the sun for too long, the colour of the t-shirt might fade in the sunlight. The lipstick stain fades with time. So, Luke is looking at the cup that his partner used to drink coffee from. There's a stain from his partner's lipstick that is slowly getting less clear. "If I can dream enough, you'd tell me I'd be just fine. I'll be just fine." I'm not really sure about this section. Dream has two meanings. One is what happens when you're asleep and you think you're doing things, but you're actually in bed. The other is to imagine the future how you want it to be. To dream about the future means to think about the future and imagine situations, usually nice situations. I dream about taking my two sons on holiday and living abroad. This is sometimes called daydreaming. If Luke can dream long enough, for enough time, he'll be okay. Just fine means okay. Don't worry, you'll be just fine. The next section of the song has the most interesting lyrics. So I drown it out like I always do, dancing through our house with the ghost of you. The verb to drown normally means to die due to suffocation in water. If you get trapped underwater and can't breathe, then you die by drowning. So to drown means to overwhelm with water. To drown something out means to overwhelm something, usually with something else similar. I think that most commonly we use it to talk about noise. You can drown out sounds by playing loud music. I have some roadworks outside my house at the moment, so I'm playing music to drown out the sound of the digger. Luke is feeling sad because he misses his partner, so he drowns the feelings out by dancing through his house with the memory of his partner. The ghost of you. This use is probably not literal. You see, a ghost is normally a type of supernatural being. It's the spirit of a person who's died, that's still around and appears to people. An apparition means something that appears, and ghosts are often called apparitions. In the song, Luke sings about dancing through the house with the ghost of his partner. I think in this case, the ghost means the memory of the person. This is quite a common metaphor.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
There are films and video games that use the word ghost to mean the memory of something. In the next lines, there are two items to look at: chase and shot. And I chase it down with a shot of truth. I'll look at shot first. The verb to shoot is normally used with guns. You shoot a gun. The noun shot, when talking about guns, is usually used to talk about accuracy. So, if a shooter hits a small target a long way off, you might say, good shot. We also use the verb shoot with cameras. Fashion models go on photo shoots, and the individual pictures can be described as shots. A wildlife photographer might say, I got a good shot of a bear and her cubs. There are two other common uses of shot. One is an injection. If you go to the doctor and they give you an injection, the doctor is giving you a shot. I think we're all looking forward to getting a shot soon to inoculate against COVID. The last use of shot, and the use in the song, is related to drinking. When people drink some alcoholic drinks, normally tequila and vodka, they're often served in small glasses that are designed to be drunk in one go. You don't sip them, you drink them in one gulp. These servings of drinks are called shots, and the glasses they're served in are called shot glasses. If you're out with some friends, someone might ask, "Do you want to do a shot?" The other word, chase, normally means to follow someone quickly in order to catch them. Cats chase mice. Dogs chase cats. Sometimes the police have to chase criminals in their cars. There's another use of the verb that relates to drinking. If you chase a drink, you drink a second, different drink immediately after a drink. So sometimes people in a bar order a beer with a whiskey chaser. They then chase the beer with the whiskey by drinking the whiskey immediately afterwards. In the song, Luke chases the experience of dancing with the ghost of his partner with a shot of truth. I guess this means he's shaken from his daydream by the memory that his partner's not there. In the next verse he sings, "Found that old Zeppelin shirt you wore when you ran away, and no one could feel your hurt." Found is the past form of find, which is really hard to explain. It's normally used with lost. If you lose something, then later you can find it. However, sometimes you find things that you have forgotten about or weren't really aware of losing. Luke found an old t-shirt that his partner had worn when she ran away. It was a Zeppelin t-shirt. A Zeppelin was a type of German airship. There was also a British rock band called Led Zeppelin, and I think the Zeppelin t-shirt probably refers to the band and not the airship. To run away means to leave the place you're living without telling people that you're going. Usually people run away because they're in some sort of trouble. Luke sings, "We're too young, too dumb, to know things like love." Dumb originally meant unable to speak, but now that's an advanced meaning. The more common intermediate meaning is stupid. Both of these meanings have evolved together. It might be that dumb meant too stupid to speak, and only later did the idea that people might not be able to speak but still be intelligent come about. In the song, the meaning is clear. He's singing that both he and his partner were too stupid to know things like love. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but it could be that he didn't realise that he loved his partner until she'd left him. Luke ends the song by singing, "I know better now, that my feet don't dance like they did with you." Now he understands that he was better off with his partner. He says his feet don't dance like they did with his partner. This is another metaphor and means that he feels less able or less confident or capable or perhaps less happy now that his partner has gone. I'll embed the video for this song and put a language activity on the page for this podcast on learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk. Thanks, Brian, for recommending this song. I hope this has helped you understand the lyrics and that you enjoy the song even more when you listen to it next. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please leave me a comment or a rating or a review. I love to hear from you and any comments or suggestions you have. If there are any topics or songs or scenes from a film that you'd like me to talk about or anything else you'd like to hear, I would be delighted to make a podcast for you. So please, visit learnenglishvocabulary.co.uk and say hello. Thanks for listening.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money now on new siding from LP SmartSide at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP SmartSide today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save